defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today? I was just a guest earlier today, a couple hours ago. I don't even know what city. I'm going to go right to the gun writer, Lee Williams. Lee, I was a guest on a radio show, I don't know, 3 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago. My gosh, I don't even remember. I've been on so many shows lately. But what they wanted to talk with me about was, again, the situation in Virginia. And you and I were talking about it off air prior to the show this afternoon. Volatile stuff, isn't it? Let's go into some details. What do you think?
It's ground zero. First of all, like we said, it's incredible to see. I'm glad I'm not responsible for keeping that map of 2A sanctuaries updated, right? Because it's a full-time job.
It's been, you know, yesterday, Phil Van Cleve, as you know, was on the program again. Yesterday, it was 101 counties. I just got lambasted on Twitter because I put apparently the map from the day before up, which upset a lot of people because there had been additions to it yesterday. So when I went ahead and did, there's been additions today. I haven't had a chance to talk with Phil. I've had a million things going on, but we're going to continue to follow that up. We'll wrap up the week with that. But yeah, keeping up, there's right now, I can tell you yesterday when I went to air with Phil yesterday afternoon, it was 101, and he had told me that they expected three more to fall last night. And I looked at the map earlier today. I hadn't seen it updated yet, but we'll cover that. We'll do that on Friday. So when you say it's remarkable to see, as I've been saying, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's good to see Second Amendment supporters and gun owners getting organized and getting out there and doing the right thing and forcing their local governments to do the right thing and to hold them accountable. But at the back of my mind, it's scary what could happen there. And as you well know,
well, we talked about it openly. I'm not afraid to talk about it. In fact, one of the PR people that I work with has on their pitch, what they call a pitch sheet, as you know, and that's where people get, myself and Dave Workman, when we're working and talking on behalf of the Second Amendment Foundation and Citizens Committee and my role here at Armed American Radio as well. We've been very open about that. Pitch sheet says, and one of the hosts yesterday, I was on the air in Charlottesville, Virginia yesterday or 2 days ago with Rob Schilling's show. He's in Charlottesville, the only county that stands out like a whitehead zit in the entire center of the state, the entire state, that has refused or denied the 2A sanctuary petition. And they talk openly, as the pitch sheet does. He opened the program with the brewing civil war in Virginia. Mark Walters, welcome to the program. Always great to have you, brother. You know, it's always fun to be on the other side of the mic when you can talk openly with these guys as a guest rather than run the show. That's how he opened the show. That's what the pitch sheet says.
Wow.
You know, it's exactly. Wow. I mean, what in the world is happening? Now,
well, what scared me and what concerned me was when they interviewed a spokesman for the Virginia National Guard, because the Democrats kind of floated the idea of the Guard going out there and helping confiscate weapons from lawful gun owners. What concerned me was the Guard didn't say no. No, we wouldn't do that. They just kind of said, yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
You know,
that's what got me.
That's interesting. In private conversations, the Guard, and I said this on the air, I think the commander of the Virginia National Guard would have been better off just shutting his trap, just not saying a thing.
Yeah.
And not because I don't like what he said, or maybe, but it said he's in a position where he really can't say anything right now. He'd have been better off shutting his trap, period. Because we haven't even opened up the legislative session in Virginia. We know what the threats are coming from the anti-gunners in Virginia. We're watching, the whole country's watching this remarkable response, which I'm calling proactive reaction. They're reacting to what's coming at them, and in large part because a lot of them didn't do their job as citizens and vote. They know that. They've admitted that. Van Cleve at VCDL's admitted that to me on the airwaves, and he made it very clear. The voter turnout in Virginia was pathetic. It was at 40%. Had it been 50, 60, 65, 70%, we wouldn't be in this situation today as gun owners in Virginia. But regardless, they get that. But the fact of the matter is that they're proactively reacting to something they know is coming. So they're reacting to a bad situation but they're reacting proactively by taking the lead in this. And the rest of the country is watching by setting up. Of course, listener, we're talking about the 2A sanctuary counties that we've been talking about on the program for quite some time. There's other things we're going to talk about today as well, but we haven't had this discussion at this level with Lee, the gun writer, Williams. So, Lee, the response, you're in, I want you to read this. Both of us are in possession of the Every Town for Gun Grabber Lunatic Liar press release because they're scared to death now about what they're seeing, the groundswell in Virginia, because these people dumped millions of Bloomberg's money into Virginia, and they're now looking at what's happening in the state where some of them live, and they're going, ruh-roh, ruh-roh. What's the press release say? Go ahead and read the whole thing in its entirety.
Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund and Moms Demand Action urge Sheriff's Association and the Association of Counties to condemn Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions is the subject line, which is one of the longest ones I've ever received. Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions undermine the rule of law, foster distrust in law enforcement, and may deter people from reporting individuals who may hurt themselves or others, is the subhead, as we say in journalism. Every Town Support Fund, quote, counties that pass these resolutions are ignoring the will of the people and putting lives at risk. And of course, it's bylined, it's datelined out of New York because they're not in Virginia. Today, Every Town Law, the litigation arm of Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund, and Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, a part of Every Town for Gun Safety, sent a letter, and that's hyperlinked, to the National Sheriff's Association, the National Association of Counties, the Major County Sheriffs of America, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, Major Cities Chiefs of Police Association, and the National League of Cities, urging them to condemn the recent wave of, quote, Second Amendment sanctuaries resolutions passed by some local governments. These resolutions typically declare that the local board or sheriff intends to refuse their legal and constitutional responsibility, to enforce democratically enacted gun violence prevention laws passed by their state legislatures based on their own personal opinion as to whether the laws are constitutional. Boy, man, this is bad writing. Brevity is godliness. Despite holding no legal merit, these resolutions set a dangerous precedent and undermine the rule of law by encouraging law enforcement officials to refuse to enforce gun safety measures that they incorrectly and unilaterally consider unconstitutional. They also threaten the safety of communities nationwide by fostering distrust in law enforcement and may deter people from reporting individuals that may hurt themselves or others. Wow.
What you just heard, listener, was abject fear coming from Every Town for Gun Safety. Don't think for 2 seconds that they don't believe that this is going to happen across the country, because they know it is. And the biggest thing they fear is you knowing the truth. Now, let me tell you what the International Association of Police Chiefs is going to tell them, because they've already told them that they're not going to enforce. You know, they're not going to go door to door. They've already said that. We've talked about it on the program. Let me tell you what the sheriffs are going to tell them. Go pound salt. The sheriff is the oldest constitutionally elected office in the country, and Every Town for Gun Safety doesn't stand a chance. No, what you're witnessing there, I think you'll agree with me, Lee, is Bloomberg's money being squandered away. And they realize when they see what's happening in Virginia that they can't buy what they want. Not when the people decide to rise. Think about this. Every Town for Gun Safety couldn't hold a candle to what's happening with the groundswell, the remarkable groundswell of support for the Second Amendment in Virginia. They couldn't show up. There aren't enough orange-clad, screeching Moms Demand Action, silly name, by the way, when you think about it, in the state to have an impact on any of those committee meetings. Agreed?
Totally. And more importantly, you know, I used to average, I probably got one email from demanding moms maybe once a month, maybe twice a month. Man, since this stuff is heated up in Virginia, they're coming in every day, sometimes two a day. They are, as you so well said, they are scared.
They ought to be scared, because what they've done is poked the bear, as Phil Van Cleve yesterday said. As I've said, they've kicked the beehive. They've kicked the hornet's nest. And Americans are going to look at this, and all of us around the country, and here's what I'd like to see happen. We'll talk about this in the next segment. But it would be wise, and I'll use my own state here as an example. Georgia's a very gun-friendly state. Stacey Abrams still believes, I think she pretends to be governor when she wakes up in the morning. Honestly, She probably gets in front of the mirror and talks to people, like pretend she's talking to people as the governor. She still refuses to believe that nearly 60,000 Georgia voters rejected her because these people feel so entitled. These socialists feel so entitled, as we're seeing in Washington, D.C. right now. But nonetheless, we need to see in the state of Georgia, a very gun-friendly state, I'd like to see the counties in Georgia begin declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries in the run-up and lead-up to the 2020 election in November and send a very clear message, a shot across the bow. Hey, this is what we stand for. Not only do we stand with Virginians, this is who we are in Georgia. And send that. Now, you talk about putting the fear of God into the left, into the lunatic every town for gun safety nut jobs. Oh, my gosh. They wouldn't know what to do. We'll talk with Lee the Gun Writer Williams about it when we come back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. I had a meeting with GunBroker today, by the way, with Patricia Huff, wonderful person, about going forward. And over the course of the next year, in January, beginning the next year, as we go into the next year with GunBroker, we're going to have a lot of fun together. Let me just put it that way. We were planning some strategy, things that we're going to do with you as listeners across the country. Wow, so much fun coming up. And just please support our sponsors. We're going to be talking later today with Derek from Defender Coffee. Going to bring him to the show this week. I know we've been saying that, but schedules get tight sometimes. But lots going on. Lead Slingers was talking with them. We had a lot happening in 2020, and I thank you. They thank you for support of Armed American Radio, our partners here, our corporate partners. All right, Lee the Gunwriter Williams, wouldn't it be great to see Florida right now begin the process of declaring Second Amendment sanctuaries in counties across the state, and Georgia, which then would lead to a rash of this happening? Because they've already done it in New Mexico. They've done it, and they're in the process of doing it in Washington. Colorado has essentially done it. The sheriffs have stood up and said, we're not going to support this. Virginia sparked something. Why wait until it's too late? Why proactively react? Why don't we just be proactive in advance and get it done?
We have a few in Florida. I know my county here in Sarasota. I know Christian Ziegler, who was a county commissioner here in Sarasota County, proposed it, and it was defeated, brother.
That's okay. There are other counties that will approve it.
And we're seeing a couple go here and there, but it's not like this waterfall that's happening in Virginia. There's not like 5, 10, 15, 20 a day. But we were getting a few. I wish it would take off too. I think Virginia on this one is like the infantry. They're saying like, follow me, and I think the other states will pick up.
We need to take the lead on this. Here's why: if we don't do it now, we're going to have to proactively react to something. We gun owners have got the lunatic fringe. You know, the real gun nuts are the gun nut wackos at Everytown for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, and those, you know, the Bradys and the rest of these guys that are so petrified of what they're seeing in Virginia right now that they're putting out a press release. What do they do best? Try to threaten people. You need to do this. You need go pound salt. Okay? The people are doing what the founders put in place for us to do in the face of tyranny. It is the governor and it is Mark Herring, the AG, that are threatening their people with the use of force. And every town's okay with that. They want to then begin going after the sheriffs and begin threatening them. Bloomberg money doesn't scare these people, Shannon Watts. Bloomberg money, as you can see, isn't frightening anybody in Virginia. Now, something else I think I'm going to predict, Lee, is an electoral college of some sorts in these states. As this country is so divided, it's, you know, what we have on a federal level, when we look at a state like Virginia, it's a prime example of why we have an electoral college at the federal level. Of course, the Constitution is federal. But I have a feeling you're going to start seeing some states like California. Look at the terrible predicament California's in. The vast majority of the counties in that state are red. But they're all being dictated to by Sacramento, San Francisco, L.A., and San Diego. New York State, same thing. New York City running roughshod over the rest of a bright red state. I don't know how much longer in this political climate, because, Lee, let me ask you this. Do you think this political climate's going to change anytime soon? Do you think the Democrats are just going to go, oh, we're just going to pack it up and go home? No.
It's going to continue and continue and continue.
But it can't. That's my point. It cannot continue and continue and continue like this.
No, it has to end.
Somebody's got to win. This is a culture war. We are in the midst of, you call it a cold war. I think Phil Van Cleve yesterday called it a cold war already. It's beyond that. There are threats being made against the state of Virginia's people by the governor or his minions and the Democrat Party. And that should concern every American. But I would like to see that. I think it would be wonderful. Because I might know somebody, I think you're going to be seeing a statement come out in support of Virginia. I wouldn't be surprised by the CCRKBA, Second Amendment Foundation, and others in the very, very near future. What a remarkable job VCDL has done in that state. If you're wherever, whatever state you happen to be listening, if you're active in your grassroots organization, begin talking to the leaders. If you're one of the leaders and many of you listen, let's consider starting this across the country. I think it would be wonderful. I think it would send a tremendous message. When you've got Shannon Watts and the rest of them running on their heels, Lee, that's huge, man. That press release just reeked of fear, didn't it?
Oh, it's and the frequency with which they're sending them out, and they're calling the 2A sanctuary movement dangerous. You know, these are good people. They're just concerned about their rights. They're not going to be the dangerous ones. That's on the other side. That's what the governor's threatening to do, send in troops. Thank God most National Guardsmen are from the neighborhood. They live there. They probably own guns themselves. I pray, Mark, that this doesn't get out of hand there.
Well,
I would implore the National Guardsmen there to remember that one of the first things they teach you when they're in the military is you have a right and a duty and an obligation to ignore an illegal order.
Yeah, now go back to, it's true, and I put up on the premium content side of my website at armedamericanradio.com, I put up the ABC piece, about 4 or 5 minute long piece, Lee, that you remember from Katrina, with American boys, National Guard, and police going door to door with guns drawn, kicking in doors, not knowing if anyone's home, for the sole purpose of taking their weapons.
Right.
And we can't forget that. We can never, ever, ever forget that that happened in an American city. And I want to remind you again, listener, that it was Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation that put a stop to that, by the way, in the courts. But we can never, ever, ever forget that. Here's the difference in Virginia. Katrina, vast majority of folks heeded the warnings and the mandatory evacuations and left. So most of those doors that were kicked in were kicked into empty homes. Nobody's left their homes in Virginia. And let me put it this way. There's a big difference between kicking in a door that leads to an empty home than kicking in the door of someone's home who is not in a real good mood about the fact that you're kicking in that door. And when you multiply that by virtually every home in the state, you have a recipe for disaster, Lee.
I completely agree. Katrina, state of emergency. There is no state of emergency in Virginia unless the governor starts one.
Well said. I'm going to leave it at that right now. Well said. Because it is on the governor. I was asked in the interview I did several hours ago by Kathleen, who hails from Virginia, by the way. It's as painful for her to watch this as it is for me with my history in the state. But she says to me, could it really happen? I mean, we're talking about, you know, what a terrible situation this is. I'm talking to friends and family there. And in addition to that, she says to me, what happens next? I said, I don't know. You'll have to ask the governor. It's up to the governor and the AG. The people have stood up and said, no, we're not interested in compromising with you, period. Move's yours. So what happens next? And she said, are they stupid enough to push this? And I said, unfortunately, I believe my response to her was, unfortunately, yeah, I think they are. But that remains to be seen. Lee, the gun writer, William, we're going to cover a whole bunch of other fun stuff when we come back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Connecticut. Connecticut. The Constitution State. What a joke that is. Lee, the gun writer Williams, doesn't it pain you to see the seat, really, of the founding of our nation be such a cesspool of hatred of our freedoms?
The founders are rolling over, brother. They are. They've got to be. They've got to be spinning in their graves.
They have to be. Blumenthal, Murphy, I'm talking about. I mean, just looking at them. It's just look the Connecticut versions of Schumer and Pelosi. You can tell by looking at them. What are you talking about, Mark? On Tuesday, U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. He's a socialist, formerly known as a Democrat. I forgot. And Chris Murphy. He's a Oh, he's a socialist, formerly known as Democrat. Both of them introduced new legislation directing the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, to establish safety standard for firearm locks and firearm safes. Elliot Engel, he's a, socialist, formerly known as Democrat from New York. And Jay Paul, Democrat, formerly socialist, he's a Democrat, from Washington State. Introduced companion legislation in the House of Representatives early this year. So what they're trying, what does this mean, Lee? It means they're trying to mandate under federal law that your gun be locked. I mean, these people just don't know when to stop. And the more they do this, the closer we get to the rest of the nation reacting like Virginia. That's why Everytown put that press release out, brother.
Well, let me see. You're ringing some. Oh, yeah, Blumenthal. Yeah, isn't he the same cat who a few years ago admitted that he had, I think the word is misspoken,
yeah,
about his military service during the Vietnam War?
That's okay.
On more than a few occasions?
That's okay. That's okay. He's a Democrat. He can get away with that. That's okay.
Stolen valor, I think we like to call that.
He gets a pass. Blackface Northam in Virginia. The press knew for years that those pictures were in his, because when he was running for governor, the press knew for years that he was blackface. And they never said a word. Boy, it's okay, though, because he's a Democrat. That's all right. I guess conservatives, freedom lovers, those of us who respect and love the Constitution, we just have to accept that that's the way it is, right? If you're a Democrat, that doesn't matter for you. Is that right? We should just.
Right. They get a pass.
Suck it up and get past it, right? Gun owners, suck it up, gun owners. Yeah, you know we're kidding with you, right? All right, but let me tell you what this does. And yes, it is the same one. This bill establishes reasonable common sense. Here, don't you love that? Standards for storing guns and gun locks in the home, helping to ensure we live up to the responsibility we have to keep our children and families safe. It is our moral imperative to do all we can to prevent the all too frequent occurrence of gun violence. And I'm proud to partner with Engel Blumenthal to champion this vital piece of legislation. Now, there are over, according to Lee, what's that number from the FBI, ATF that just came out, 423+ million guns in Americans' hands, right?
Yep, a good start. We can do better.
Yeah, it is. I love that. I wasn't expecting that response. That's great. That's true. We can do better. And we are going to do better. I'm going to add to that number in just a few days. I added to it in October. I'm looking forward to adding to it because I am going to buy the Glock 44, by the way, the 22 caliber.
Cute gun.
I am driving to Smyrna, Georgia. I'm driving up there to pick up a 10 mil, dropping off paperwork to get my 10 millimeter as well. So 1, 2, 3 guns in the last 2.5 months. That's pretty nice. That adds to the total a little bit. When you multiply it by over 120+ million gun owners that we're talking about, that those guns rest in, and you look at a bill like this, you think to yourself, I guess it's the socialist moral responsibility when they're talking about gun violence. Those 423 million guns in the hands of those 100 million people are all of us. We're the good guys. They're not talking about the bad guys. Lee, let's do the criminal den test. Oh, man. You mean I got to unlock my gun every time I want to go carjack somebody? Oh, dude. Do you think criminals in the criminal den are worried about Blumenthal and J-Pals and Murphy's dopey, you know, gun lock consumer protection? Oh, man, the CPSC is going to make me lock up my gun? Oh, come on, man, come on. Come on, what happens if they bust in when I'm cutting up some coke, man? I got to keep it locked when I'm in my house? Do you really believe? This is the level of stupidity, Lee, that these people would have. And there are people who fall for this. Your thoughts?
I'm mystified every time I see one of these things going through. Mystified, and it's a conundrum. I mean, who? First of all, don't tell me what to do in my own home. Period. But the fact that they're actually thinking that, you know, anybody, not even criminals, you know, you're talking to 120 million gun owners who are very responsible and who know what to do and know how to keep their guns safe. You're going to tell them what to do in their own home, or like any nice little bit of tyranny, you're going to make them instant criminals overnight.
Well, sure.
It just gets me, brother.
We need to make every law-abiding Virginian a felon overnight in the counties that didn't vote for us, because we know the Democrat, it's okay for us to have guns because we have the moral high ground. We're the ones that are taking the moral responsibility by enacting these bills. It's the rest of those people out there that we need to worry about, that we need to take care of. Of course, none of this has anything to do with crime, because nowhere is the word crime mentioned at all. But let's take a listen. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, go ahead. I cannot wait to hear this. Go.
Let's take a listen to the co-sponsors of the bill. Should we run through the list real quick?
Yes, please.
Safe Gun Storage Act is co-sponsored by U.S. Senators. Oh, no, this is really good. Ron Wyden. Ron Wyden is one of those, how should I call it? Oh, Democrat. from Oregon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say communist.
Which were, it's, you know, DSC, pick your letter. They're moving that direction. They don't mind. Dick Durbin, he's a, what is he? Oh, he's a socialist too, from Illinois. Edward J. Markey from Massachusetts, he's, can you help me on this one? What do you think he is? Is he Republican or Democrat?
Probably guessing not the R. What's the other one?
D or C, S, communist socialist. Bob Menendez, you know, the bribery Bob Menendez who skated, you know, he that's okay, though. He's a Democrat. He's allowed to skate on that. He's a Democrat from New Jersey. Bob Casey, Democrat from New Jersey. Kirsten Gillibrand, she used to love guns until she ran for office in New York and decided it would be better that she no longer likes guns. So she sponsored that from New York. Cory Booker, you know, Cory Booker, who can't answer a question about his gun control edicts, who isn't talking about it anymore because he saw what happened to Smallwell, Kamala Harris, and Beto O'Rourke. But Booker's involved in there. Chris Van Hollen, he's a Democrat from Maryland. Sherrod Brown, wow, do we really have to tell you? Democrat from Ohio. Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware. Amy Klobuchar, isn't she running for president?
Yeah, from my home state of Minnesota, I'm embarrassed to say.
Don't
her
be.
Dad was a hell of a guy, nice columnist at the Star Tribune, read his column every week. Yeah,
Apple
fell a little far from the tree.
Don't let her cause you to be embarrassed about the great state of Minnesota. That's okay. That state's going to flip in November, by the way. Kamala Harris, we remember her. I just mentioned her, Kamala Harris. She's the socialist from California. Tom Udall, he's a Democrat from New Mexico. Tammy Duckworth, Democrat, Illinois. Patty Murray, Democrat, Washington. Tammy Baldwin, Democrat, Wisconsin. Jack Reed, Democrat, Rhode Island. Tom Carper, Democrat, Delaware. Oh, and this one, I seem to remember this one. It's hard. I don't remember where I recognize the name. Elizabeth Warren. She's a Democrat from Massachusetts. So, Lee, I mention this because this is yet again, just this never ends. It's never, ever going to stop until one side wins this battle and one side has to win this battle for the sake of the country. And for the sake of the country, you know which side it has to be. This is what we're going to have to put up with. It's just never, ever, ever going to stop. They've also introduced legislation, by the way, Blumenthal and Murphy, to close out this segment, to create federal requirements for safe gun storage and strong penalties for any violators. Gun owners would be required to secure their firearms in a secure gun storage or safety device. If not, you be a felon. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Lee, welcome back to the program. Time is flying, bro.
It's like a time machine, but the kind where you go forward in just a couple of seconds. Man. It's so quick, bro.
You know what I would love to be doing right now? I would love to be enjoying a Leadslinger whiskey while waiting for UPS to deliver my new Vault Pro USA safe, while wearing my Crossbreed Super Tuck and resting my head on my new MyPillow, having just gotten out of the shower and cleaned up using the new MyPillow towels. Because when I got up, I was sleeping on the new MyPillow sheets, which are half off, by the way, if you use the AAR promo code. And then while I was doing all this, fondling my car arms while perusing GunBroker.com and sipping on a cup of Defender Coffee and joining the Second Amendment Foundation all in one fell swoop while getting ready after UPS shows up to call North American Arms and tell them I want the free hat because I heard it on AAR. And whammo. See, wasn't that brilliant?
That, I was trying to write, take notes on that, man. That was brilliant.
That just kind of popped out, man. I just happened to be looking at the list. So the point that I'm making is please continue to support our sponsors. I had a wonderful meeting with Gun Broker today. I can't wait till next year. All you got to do is sign up. GunBroker.com. Just sign up and peruse the auctions. It's that simple. Patricia's going to be doing some television, by the way, about some, you know, about the internet, some of the misconceptions, and we don't know yet. I'll tell you more about that, but she's such a great person, and we're thrilled to be partnered with her. All right, Lee, when you said stay out of my house, it kind of struck a nerve with me. I'll tell you why. Georgia has a law that the hands-free law in the state of Georgia. Are you familiar with it for driving?
You're talking phone?
Yeah.
Cell phone usage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you cross the Florida border, I mean, you can't text and drive in Florida, but in Georgia, it's even worse. You can't touch your phone. It can't be resting on your leg. It can't be sitting underneath a thigh on your chair or on your seat. It can't be. You cannot touch your phone in any way, shape or form in the state of Georgia, period. It is a violation of the law. It's okay for me because I have a Dodge Ram pickup. I have a loaded 1500. I love my truck, my little four by four. I love it. And it's got the on-screen, you know, it's got the navigation. I can touch everything on it. The whole thing's touchscreen. I can reach over and touch my navigation. I can dial things. I can hit buttons. I can do what I want. I can do it all while I'm eating a hamburger, driving down the road, steering with my knee if I want to. I can do all that. None of that's illegal. But damned if I touch my phone. Okay? Now, I understand the premise. We got to keep people from texting and driving. So you know what you do, in my estimation? You shame people with public service announcements. You show what happens when you text and drive. And you tell people, you educate people, hey, dudes, stop texting and driving. This is what happens. But I can touch everything else in my vehicle. I can change the radio. I can take my eyes off it and go through all that. I can use the hands. But I can't touch my phone, Lee. Get out of my car. Get off my lawn. Don't tread on me. I have a problem with a law like that. And that's the same type of deal that we're talking about here with the social. You have to do this. No, I'm not going to. You don't tell me what happens in my home. I'm not going to abide by. Would you abide by that law?
Absolutely not. Never.
No, myself either. The guns that I have kids that have grown up around guns. And they're safe with firearms. I trust my kids. If I'm out of the house and they know how to get a hold of my gun, and they do, in the event someone breaks in the home, I trust my kids with my firearms. They're older now. You don't tell me how to live my life in my home. Lee, take it away from there. When you talk about something like the phone and then the gun, it's a fair analogy, I think. Go ahead.
I think it's a perfect analogy. The government's intrusion into our lives needs to stop at the curtilage that surrounds our home. That's the property line, for lack of a better word. Having written a whole bunch of search warrants when I was a policeman, you become familiar with what the curtilage is. That's where the intrusion needs to stop. As far as this, every gun has to be locked up, every gun has to be in a safe. You know, I make people angry for a living, Mark, and I take more seriously than my personal security. I have a gun safe, and I have guns in my safe, and I have guns, we don't have children, I have guns outside of the safe. And God forbid, I or my wife need to defend ourselves. And a piece of legislation like that would instantly turn me and my wife into criminals. And therein lies a very definition of tyranny.
Yeah, it is. And I think what we're seeing in Virginia, let me circle back to that, is there is a reflection of nationwide where people have said, you know what, we've had enough. Enough. Yeah. We've had enough of your government intrusion into our lives. We are fed up with it. And I mentioned this on the earlier radio program. Lee, I'd like to get your take on this. It's just a new way to look at things when people talk about, oh, you heard Mark Harrigan, the socialist attorney general in Virginia, say this. The law is the law and it will be followed. Oh, really? So slavery was the law, too, at one point. How about the Jim Crow laws that were the law back in the day?
How about prohibition? How about right. Not letting women vote?
Right. No, those were all laws back in the day, Mr. Harrigan. You don't get to tell me what tools I can use to defend myself, because we all know right from wrong. And we know what they're doing is tyrannical. The Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment in its written format, which recognized our God-given right to defend ourselves in the Constitution, ironically ratified by the state of Virginia on December 15, 1791, thereby forever creating Bill of Rights Day, which was just 4 days ago. The picture that I'm trying to create here for you is a pretty simple one, that Americans know when the government is overreaching. And the Founding Fathers gave us the tools to react to that. Virginians are reacting to that. The freedom haters are frightened, hence the letter from gun grabber, freedom hater, un-American, Shannon Watts, and the rest of them. Proving to us what we've known all along, Lee, that you can't, money can't buy freedom. Bloomberg can't buy the law. But when the people rise and the people stand up, freedom will always prevail. And I think, you know, when you look at those stupid analogies of, you know, it's just a basic, don't tell me what I can and can't do in my car. Don't tell me what I can and can't do. And, you know, my phone is not an illegal device. Don't tell me that it's not, I'm not smoking weed in my car. In some states, I guess that's legal, Lee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But don't touch your phone.
But don't touch your phone, okay? My phone's not illegal. If I need my phone, and you know what's interesting? You drive around, cops are all over their phones. they're all over their computers, their phones, their radios. I mean, they're all over everything, but it's not me. I get a $186 ticket. They have stings. They put people on street corners and cops, and they dress them up in, you know, the bright orange deal. They dress them up like electrical workers. They put fake tree trim and things up so they can look down on people. And they see somebody with a phone at an intersection. They get around the corner and they get yanked. I mean, it's ridiculous. Where does it stop? Lee, where does it stop?
I wish I would have worked for a department where we were so not busy that we had time to focus on things like people texting in their cars. I'm guessing in these communities where they don't have any burglaries or business burglaries or any kind of person's crime or property crimes going on, that they can focus on the important issues like people texting in their car. Now, I mean, you give an inch on this crap market, pretty soon you're not going to be living your life at the same quality you were before. And that's what concerns me. Stay out of my car, stay out of my home, stay out of my life.
And get off my lawn, too. Let's not forget, get off my lawn, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Get off my lawn! You know, I'm going to run out of time, but I had a really good time talking with you about this stuff, Lee. It's always a lot of fun. At some point in time, and this is what's happening now, that's why the press release came out. It's why the Democrats are not talking about gun control on the federal level now during the campaign. They know, based on what they've seen happen, and Virginia is just simply reiterating it, that Americans are not going to stand for this. I'm here to tell you, freedom will prevail, but it is going to be a long, arduous, winding road. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, thegunwriter.com. You already know where to find me, armedamericanradio.com. Please support our sponsors. You know I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.